everybody, and welcome to What Does SMH Mean, the podcast where I take a look at abbreviations and acronyms that are floating about the internet and have been for many years. There are millions of people that Google What Does SMH Mean every single month, same as What Does HMU Mean, which I covered last week. Today, I'm going to be looking at What Does TBH Mean. So, to be honest, basically a trend that has been about for many years now, basically encouraging online users to, I suppose, express something sincerely about how they feel about a person or a picture or something that someone has posted. For example, someone might post a photo and others might respond with, TBH, you are sexy AF as fuck, and I'd like you to HMU, hit me up, or something like that. I've never told you this, but TBH, I think that thing you do with your sausages where you add a bit of cheese and then fry them up is pretty spectacular. As you can imagine, TBH carries both the power to lift another person up, which it often does with kind or favourable comments, really, but TBH can go south pretty quickly and crumple another person if others opt to post morose comments, basically, all shrouded in the various effort to be honest, of course. So, for example, to be honest, TBH, your breath smells like shit and you should go get a breath mint. That sort of comment can follow TBH as well. It's pretty popular, I'm going to say, on Urban Dictionary, which is something I like to take a little look at when I'm looking at these abbreviations, because sometimes the main abbreviation isn't always what it means, but TBH has become so popular that entrepreneurs actually attempted to create a TBH movement of sorts. They introduced a TBH app and a TBH blog. I don't remember this, but the app supposedly prompted users to join the TBH social network to find out what your friends honestly think about you. It's overused, according to Urban Dictionary, when, and I'm quoting here, ugly ass bitches post on their Instagram comment for a TBH. It means they're going to write some complete bullshit about how nice you are when they don't really give two fucks. And then the next day, you find out that motherfucker ain't even following you back. So that is from Urban Dictionary. I did mention the TBH app, and it was actually Facebook. I don't remember this at all, but it was actually Facebook that wanted it to be its next Instagram, basically. They announced that it was acquiring this positively focused polling startup, TBH, that would allow it to operate independently with its own brand. And it did get 5 million downloads and 2.5 million daily active users in the first 9 weeks as it launched. Again, I don't remember this at all. I don't know if anybody else does, but it did let people anonymously answer kind-hearted multiple choice questions about friends who then received the poll results, basically, and you would see your question like, best thing to bring to a party, and people would TBH it, trying to be nice, and you would get those poll results. It kind of sounds like something Facebook would have tried to get into all those years ago. It sounds like a TBH. It sounds like a waste of fucking time, to be honest with you. What I do like to do is find other meanings for TBH, and I'll be honest, I just go on to Wikipedia and type in TBH and see what pops up as an disambiguation. And the first one that popped up was the, you're going to hear my Spanish here, the Talento Bilingüe de Houston, TBH, the Bilingual Theatre of Houston. It's an English-Spanish theatre that is in Texas, basically, and you can go and you can watch shows in Spanish. I would imagine that Spanish is quite Welsh, I was going to say well-spoken, but quite a big language in Texas, with it being right next to the old Mexico. So they've decided to TBH that and have their own theatre. It's also the Black Horn, which is a Japanese rock band formed all the way back in 1998. There you are. So the song Blade by the Black Horn was used as the entrance music for some Japanese professional wrestlers and mixed martial art fighters Yukio Sakaguchi and Hiroki Saito. So they're obviously pretty big in Japan, and they were formed before TBH became common. So I don't know if that would have done anything for them when it comes to people searching for what does TBH mean, whether or not the Black Horn is going to pop up. I'm not 100% sure. Going all the way back, it's also Biblical Hebrew, also called Classical Hebrew, and it's an archaic form of Hebrew, a language in the Kanati branch of Semitic languages spoken by the Israelites in the area known as Israel. There we are, roughly west of Jordan, east of the Mediterranean Sea. So it seems like I have cut and pasted this from Wikipedia, and they look like they didn't really have much to say about it, so they decided to describe where Israel is, basically. Oh dear. Google Engram is one of my favourite things and sites to check when I'm looking for TBH and if there's any peaks in the usage of it. And in 1988, it was found in, here we go, The Biology of Isolated Adult Cardiac Myocytes. And it preceded the National Heart, Lung and Blood Institute-sponsored workshop Biology of Isolated Adult Cardiac Myocytes, held in 1987 in the September at the Ascleomar Conference Centre in California. And here is Bill Nye. Come on, I have no idea.
Bill Nye the Science Guy. Bill Nye the Science Guy.
So basically, I will try and explain it a little bit. These myocytes were incubated aerobically with glucose in the presence of TBH. So that is where TBH come from, 100 ums of that, UMs, which probably stands for something else. There was a marked effect on cell shape and viability, as well as nucleoside content. There we are. Science. I like popular slang as well, going back to 1988, when this peak in TBH was found in books. F-bomb was the most popular slang of that year, called such because of its ability to shock, the more acceptable way of saying one of the words on George Carlin's list of words you cannot say. George Carlin, one of my favourite comedians, so if you're looking for something to listen to, then George Carlin might be something that you like. On to Word of the Day, and here is the jingle.
It's time for Word of the Day from Merriam-Webster.
Interior crocodile alligator, I drive a Chevrolet movie theater.
Yeah, so this is from Merriam-Webster, and I'm going to absolutely murder this. I'd imagine the Prothalmion, which is a song in celebration of a marriage. In 1595, the newlywed Edmund Spenser wrote a poem to his young bride. He gave this poem the little Epithalmion, borrowing a Greek word for a song, a poem in honour of a bride and bridegroom. This eventually became established as an English word and can be traced back to Greek, the word that means upon the bridal chamber. A year later, Spenser was inspired to write another nuptial poem, this time in celebration of the marriages of the Earl of Worcester's two daughters. But since the ceremonies had not yet taken place, he didn't want to call it an epithalmion. After such reflection, Spenser decided to separate epi from thaliamon and wed the latter with pro, meaning before, inventing a word that would become established in the language with the meaning a song in celebration of marriage. So I'm sorry for fucking boring you with that, but before I leave, shout out to the people who ask the opposite of in. I'll speak to you soon. Cheers.